Paddington, one of the world's great stations, and with trains leaving every 4 minutes along the 900-mile route to the West Country and Wales, it's one of the busiest and liveliest transport hubs in the UK. The task of keeping this complex network up and running falls to a small army of railway men and women, working around the clock to keep the trains on time and us, the travelling public, on track. And this year, they are under more pressure. A multi-billion pound electrification programme is bringing new trains, new infrastructure, and a whole new set of challenges. It's all change at Paddington.
How many of you remember the boogie-woogie craze?
Liberace was one of the most charismatic performers of his generation. His meteoric rise to fame in the 1950s made him the highest paid entertainer in the world. His dazzling stage shows and outlandish costumes earned him a vast international following. But on February the 4th, 1987, Liberace was pronounced dead at his home in Palm Springs, California. The circumstances surrounding the death of one of the world's most popular entertainers are shrouded in mystery. Liberace's doctor had signed a death certificate, but the coroner wasn't satisfied. He suspected foul play, and 2 days later ordered the body to be taken from the mortuary and subject to autopsy, while millions of fans around the world were still in mourning.